This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, hour number three, the most important hour, the root's on fire. It's the anchor hour, right? It's the last hour before I send you home, and I got to send you home with good information, and I got to send you home excited, and I got to motivate you to save this country and save capitalism and American exceptionalism and the greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. This is the big anchor hour, hour number three, the root's on fire. As always, this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who not only gave me my shot in local radio, but now gives me a second shot in local radio. Another 2 hours of Wayne Allen Root every day, Monday through Friday in Las Vegas, from 10 in the morning till 12 noon now, starting next Monday. Next Monday, June 8th. 10 a.m. to 12 noon, in addition to my 3 hours in afternoon to drive, in addition to my 3 hours in national syndication, which was arranged by USA Radio, blessed by God, of course, and arranged by Fred Weinberg of USA Radio, the owner-operator of USA. So I've got two guys on my side, Fred and Ed. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred, most fan-friendly show in America. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love your emails. They give me all my best ideas, and they inspire me, and they motivate me, and they educate me. WayneRoot@gmail.com, or you can call the show at any time. We love your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And by the way, all my Vegas fans, this is going to be a very Vegas-centered show from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in Vegas, West Coast time in Vegas. It's going to start out that way. It may turn into a nationally syndicated show very quickly. I don't know. We shall see. But it starts out as a Vegas show, and it's going to be nothing but calls. I'm going to take your calls all the time. So make sure you got the number handy, and now you know Wayne Root will take your calls from 10 in the morning to 12 noon. You see how jammed this nationally syndicated show has gotten. It's harder and harder to find the time to take calls. We've even got a guest in this third hour, which I didn't used to have, but I have in the last few days because we get such great guests now. My executive producer, Andrew Paul, is doing a great job. The quality of guests has gone through the roof. Alan West, former United States Congressman, now running for chairman of the Texas Republican Party, is my guest. Very big national name and national figure, involved in a terrible motorcycle accident last week. Almost could have lost his life, but walked away with just some bad injuries, and he's going to be okay. It's going to take some time to heal, but he'll be okay, and he's on our show. Good friend of mine, Alan West, agreed to come on. That'll be at half past the hour. 833-WAR-TALK is the number, and that same number, I think, well, you know, I'll have to find out if that number will be used for the Vegas show. Maybe not. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255 is the number for this show. We'll see what we have in Vegas for you, but we'll take lots of calls in Vegas every day, 2 hours a day during morning time. Also want to make sure you know that all my picks for the June 9th Republican primary, which everyone's voting on right now, don't wait. Send in your ballot, your mail-in ballot now. Make sure it gets counted, and if you want Wayne Root's advice on each one of these offices, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com, and we'll send it out to you, WayneRoot@gmail.com, or much simpler than that, just go to my website. It's sitting at the top of my website, all my recommendations. Go to RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com. So many big news stories, I don't know where to begin. Obviously, the president's address is a place to begin. He addressed the nation and let everybody know that I am your law and order president. He says his first duty is to defend the country and the people. He says his administration is committed to justice for Floyd's family, which is good. Trump says he's an ally of peaceful protesters. Good. Trump says violence is not an act of peaceful protesters. Right. Trump says instances of violence are acts of domestic terror. And by the way, like hate crime, they should hit them with much stronger penalties and send them to Guantanamo or the middle of Alaska. Trump says mobilizing civilian and military resources right now to stop the rioting, meaning he's sending in the cavalry, including the military. He has recommended governors deploy National Guard. He told governors to deploy the Guard to dominate the streets. Trump says he will deploy military if cities and states won't act. He is dispatching thousands of armed soldiers. But having said all of that, I want to get to a few controversial news stories that dominated my weekend. First of all, CNN's Van Jones on Friday said even the most well-intentioned white person has a virus on his or her brain. Now, look, first of all, Van Jones is a very smart guy. I may disagree with every word he says, or 99% of the words he says. But he is a very intelligent, articulate guy. And I happen to like him as a person. He's kind of a cool guy. I just think he's a commie. Everything comes out of his mouth like the rest of them, like Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama and George Soros. Their goal is to destroy this country, in my opinion. Horrible people. Their goal is to turn us into Cuba or Venezuela. But, you know, all I want to point out to Van Jones, who's black, is that if a white person named Wayne Root said on TV, even the most well-intentioned black person, and I really like black people, but even the most well-intentioned black person has a virus on his or her brain. If I ever said something like that, I think that would be the end of my career. That would be it. You can't say things like that. That's racist. Why isn't it racist to say it about white people? We all have a virus in our brain. So he accused all white people, this is on CNN Friday night, of being racist, saying even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that could be activated in an incident. It's not the white... Now, here's where I agree with him. He says it's not the racist white person who's in the Ku Klux Klan that we have to worry about. It's the white, liberal Hillary Clinton supporter walking her dog in Central Park who would tell you right now, oh, I don't see race. Race is no big deal to me. I see us all as the same. I give to charities. But the minute that same person sees a black man who she does not respect or who she has a slight thought against, she weaponizes race like she's been trained by the Aryan Nation. A Klan member could not have been better, this is Van Jones talking of CNN, better trained to pick up the phone and tell the police, it's a black man, African-American man, come get him. So even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that can be activated in an instant. In another part of the segment, Jones mocked white people's concern and desire to learn after racist acts occurred, saying, this is Van Jones talking, white people are always innocent, and their innocence constitutes their crime. James Baldwin said it best, white people in these situations are always innocent. Oh my God, I can't believe this. Teach me, educate me, help me understand. How did this happen? Talk to me, tell me something, tell me what to do. White people are always innocent, and their innocence constitutes their crime. It's too late to be innocent. So I have a couple things to say to you, Van Jones. First of all, sometimes you're right, you know. Every once in a while, a clock is right. Twice a day, a broken clock is right. And you're right about one thing. Liberal white people are the most racist people, racist anti-black people I've ever seen in my life. The only reason they believe in welfare and food stamps is to shut black people up. That's why liberals give them food stamps and welfare. They want you to be poor and happy. They don't want you to be starving to death. They want to keep you from looting and attacking and burning. It's how liberal minds think. You know how Wayne Root thinks? I think everyone's equal. I think black people have every chance in this world to do as well as white people. I should know. I went to an all-black high school. An all-black junior high school, by the way. 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, I was around nothing but African-Americans. I was one of the few white people in the whole school. And let me tell you, I was tortured and I was beat up and I was threatened and I had my lunch money stolen and I was chased home from school and I was beaten up badly and I was literally tortured. Tortured again and again and again, and I had PTSD, has no doubt about it. It's like being in a war zone to be a white person at all black high school with people who carry guns and knives and who come from very lower income backgrounds without a father in the house and are violent. And I came from a great, nice household, a Jewish household with a great mother and a great father who loved me and told me all day long they loved me, who were always home with me at night, who we had dinner together as a family. and told me there's no violence in the world. Never do something like that. Don't worry about violence. And then sent me into a wolf's den to one of the worst urban high schools in America. Oh, I know about racism, Van Jones. When you're in the minority, even if you're not a minority, you're a white person who's the majority of the country, but you're a minority of the high school, they kick the crap out of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I understand that black people have been kicked around, because when black people were in power, I got kicked around. Whoever's in the minority gets kicked around. It's just a matter of life. And you can't spend your entire life thinking back to all the problems. Oh, my God. If I spent all day long thinking about what happened to me in high school, guess what? I couldn't survive in the real world. Instead, I believe they helped me. I believe my black classmates at Mount Vernon High School, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx border, made me into the tough guy I am and the tough guy I was and the fighter I was, because I stood up to them and I won. And I got their respect. And it made me a tough guy and a respected guy for the rest of my life and a confident guy. So instead of looking back at it as negative, I see lemons where others see lemonade. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. I turn lemons to lemonade. So I see lemonade where others see lemons. I'm so sick of hearing about white privilege. I'm so sick of hearing about white people with virus in our brains. White people don't like black people. What a load of lies and BS. Hey, Van Jones, please debate me. Please call me on CNN. I have a live audience. Let's have a live CNN town hall. And let's have Wayne Root against Van Jones. I'd love it. Let's go to war, Van. Because I represent the white middle class of this country. I'm a son of a butcher. And I understand how every Trump voter thinks. And let me tell you something. There's no racism in our bodies, in our fingertips, in our capillaries. There is no racism. We love to see black people succeed. Unlike liberals, you're right about liberals, who really are deep-seated undercover racists. And then I've got one more thing to tell you when we get back. Oh, this is a great one. The founder of BET, Black Entertainment Television, a billionaire, calls for $14 trillion in reparations to black people for slavery. Oh, wait till you hear what I have to say about that one. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Strauss Heart Drop, sponsor of this segment of the show. I want you all to live a long life. You know I've got an obsession with health. When people ask me why is a conservative talk show so obsessed with health, well, my mom and dad died of cancer 28 days apart when I was a young man. 28 days apart of each other. Mom of breast cancer, dad of lung cancer. And I vowed that I'd be the healthiest guy in the world and I would never get cancer. And I would be healthy. And in the last 20 years, I barely had a cold and I've never had the flu in 20 years. Because of the vitamins I take, because of the healthy lifestyle I live, because of the exercise every day, because of the prayer, because of the meditation. All of it has contributed to my healthy life and my obsession. I do have an obsession, but it's a positive obsession. You know, never smoked in my life, never drank in my life, never done a drug in my life. By the way, never drank coffee in my life, haven't drank soda since I was about 10 years old. Haven't had a soda in 48 years, that means. Kind of amazing. Just, I put good things in my body. When you put good things in your body, you don't get sick. At least that's been my experience. So I want all my fans to be healthy because we got to live a long time to fight George Soros and all these scum on the streets of New York and San Francisco and Dallas and name the city, my gosh, Seattle, Minnesota, Minneapolis, my God, they're just everywhere. They're so bad. They want to destroy this country so badly. So to save America and American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism, we got to be healthy. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years. They've sold over 1 million bottles with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drug. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. 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 Then click on Strauss Heart Drops and then click on cinnamon flavor, because that's the only flavor that's going to be good. I'm telling you, go with cinnamon. thepowermall.com. I talked about Van Jones as we were leaving, who was on CNN Friday saying even the most well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain. And I don't think people like that, I don't think Van Jones means badly. But the fact is, if I said the same thing, I'd be run out of town on a third rail. Hey, black people mean well, but there's a virus on their brain. Something wrong with them. If I said that, forget it. How can you say that about white people and not be run out of town, not be run out of CNN? And then you've got the founder of Black Entertainment Television, BET, who's a billionaire. I think he became the first ever black billionaire. His name is Robert Johnson. He's 74 years old. He's been fairly friendly to Trump and said fairly nice things about Trump and fairly negative things about the Democrat Party. But speaking of a virus on the brain, I can't explain what this guy's thinking. He's the man celebrated as America's first black billionaire, and he's now calling for trillions in reparation for slavery. Wealth transfer is what's needed, says 74-year-old Robert Johnson, founder of BET, in a CNBC interview on Monday, today. Think about this. 200 years of slavery, labor taken with no compensation is a wealth transfer. Denial of access to education, which is a primary driver of accumulation of income and wealth, is a wealth transfer. Perhaps this is why he wants to go big in terms of a figure. He says the U.S. government should pay out $14 trillion in reparations or damages that are owed to black Americans. He described the effect as the affirmative action program of all time. Oh, sure, just steal all my money and give it to someone because their great-great-grandfather was treated badly in America. You know what? Every Jew that came to America was treated badly, and some of us still are, by many people in this country. And every Irish person, Irish and dogs, need not apply for jobs. And Irish were brought here. Some of them were slaves. And Italians were treated like crap and called all kinds of terrible names, which I won't repeat on the radio. And the names Jews are called, I won't repeat on the radio. Some people need to learn to move on, man. There aren't going to be any reparations. I can promise you that with every vein in my neck sticking out right now. There ain't going to be no reparations. Not in my country. Never going to happen. My relatives weren't here for slavery. I owe you nothing. And probably half the black people in America, at least a third, their relatives weren't here. They're not owed anything. I don't owe you anything, and they're not owed anything. So how would you decide who gets it? $14 trillion? Are you out of your mind? You must be out of your mind for something that happened 200, 300, 400 years ago. Long over. Just like Jews were destroyed in Germany. I don't ask for any reparations from Germany. Jews were destroyed by the Roman Empire. Is Italy giving me any reparations? Jews were destroyed in Egypt. Enslaved in Egypt. Is the Middle East giving me any money? Most absurd thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You know what you're getting? Nothing. Work.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another night of curfews for over 30 cities and states across the country as leaders are hoping the curfews put an end to the riots and looting that have been taking place after the death of George Floyd. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding looting and rioting.
Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights.
President Trump then visiting St. John's Episcopal Church across from the White House that was set on fire late Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Unfortunately, America is on fire. And I am the warrior, but guess what? We have an even better warrior on the line, because this guy was an amazing United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, an author, a former Florida congressman, a senior advisor to the Committee to Defend the President's PAC. His name is Colonel Alan West. He's a great friend of mine, and he had a life-altering experience just about a little over a week ago. Could have lost his life very easily, and thank God he's alive to talk about it. Injured, but alive to talk about it. Colonel Alan West, saluting you, sir.
Hey, thanks so much, Wayne Allen, for having me on your show, and greetings to all your listeners out there. And I just want to tell everyone thank you for their prayers.
So tell everyone exactly what happened. You were in a motorcycle accident about a week ago or so. Maybe it was 10 days ago.
Yeah, it was Saturday, the 23rd of May. We were coming back from a Texas Freedom Rally down in Austin, Texas. We had just gotten north of Waco, Texas. And how funny, Wayne, I was in the town of West Texas. And we were riding in the, you know, staggered formation, riding in the center lane. A car cut in front of me in the center lane. I didn't freak out because I always watch tires. That's a good indication of what someone is creeping up or intending to do. So I was able to, you know, slow down a little bit. But what happened was, I don't know why, the motorcycle behind me came up and struck me. And so I went flying at 75 miles per hour. And anyone can tell you that no one survives a motorcycle crash at 75 miles per hour on an interstate. It just does not happen. But, you know, a week ago I was released from the hospital, and my face is healing incredibly well. I went to the wound care doctor today, and I'm doing so well that he took some of the bandages off because it's time, he said, for the road rash wounds to get some air. But
you were wearing a helmet, I hope. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's what saved your life, clearly, right? Without that, you're dead, right?
That saved my life. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because I had a concussion. I had road rash across the front of my face. And I have a dislocated shoulder. I have a fractured, what they call it, the socket bone for my right shoulder. I have laceration in my right palm, 21 stitches, and a laceration across my left knee with three staples.
But you're alive and you're recovering. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thanks.
Thank Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I contacted you the second I heard about it. I sent you an email and said, please be okay. Please be okay. So I was thinking about you, Alan, from the first minute I heard about this. So I'm glad you're okay. I'm so thankful. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening all over this country, because you are African-American, and I think you must be looking at it from a different angle than I would be. And so tell me what you see. First of all, what did you see with the cop, the white cop with his knee on the face of the black person who was screaming, I can't breathe, you're going to kill me, and he did kill him. What when you saw that, what's your first comment about that?
Well, first of all, Wayne, there is no different perspective from how I look at it or you look at it. You saw someone using their power and position in a tyrannical way to put their entire body weight through their left knee on someone's carotid artery. For no reason. I mean, here's a guy that was arrested for forgery. I mean, he was handcuffed. He was no threat to that officer or the three other officers that were standing there watching him basically being choked out.
I don't get it.
So, well, that's the point. Every single person, this has nothing to do with race. This has everything to do with someone that is obviously evil, obviously demented. Sadly, he was in a police officer's uniform, but I have many friends in law enforcement. That's not indicative of who our law enforcement is. You got bad apples in the Army, bad apples that are doctors, lawyers, any career profession out there has bad apples. So you and I see this in the exact same way. This was murder. I say it's first-degree murder. I say the three that were standing there are accomplices to first-degree murder.
Why do you think, Alan, why didn't they say something? I mean, it isn't even possible for Wayne Root to be standing there and the guy screaming, I can't breathe. He's already handcuffed. He's no threat to anyone. Why would you say to your buddy, hey, come on, get your knee off him. Come on, let's go. People are watching. The camera's rolling. Forget about even if you were a racist, right? You'd still say, the camera's rolling, you idiot. Take your knee off the guy's head, right? Wouldn't that be a natural response?
Well, these four obviously ran together. There were four, bad cops themselves, and they had many files and complaints against them. And I think that's the arrogance of officialdom. It's no different from what we see with some of these governors that are putting their necks, putting their boots on the necks of small business owners in Michigan, California, New Jersey, Washington State, because they can do so, even though everyone is watching them.
But you know the irony? The irony, all these Democrat governors, Alan, that you're talking about who treat business owners and taxpayers who want to feed their families so badly, and then they let people march and burn and loot and riot, and they're nicer to them than the business owners who pay taxes. Can anybody figure this out other than the fact they're all a bunch of communists? I don't know how you even explain this.
Well, the hypocrisy is laughable. When you look at how they treated people that wanted to go out and have protest marches, peaceful protest marches, against the fact that they did not think that these illegal martial law orders, house arrest orders, quote unquote, shutdown, lockdown orders, that's not constitutional. As a matter of fact, the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided it was. The governor's order for stay at home was unconstitutional. But you have to think about how those people were vilified and demonized, but yet now you see the media. They're just protesters. They're just out there. You look at MSNBC, CNN, some of these other leftist media outlets, it's almost as if they are camping these people that are going out being domestic terrorists. That's all they are. They have now usurped and hijacked this incident, a sad incident that every American was disgusted with, and they're using it for an ideological anarchist agenda.
We're talking to Colonel Alan West. Be careful with the phone, by the way, Alan, if you can. Keep it near your mouth because you're going kind of in and out, and I hear you real clear sometimes and not so clear others.
Yeah,
but
I'm trying.
You're good now.
It's straining to keep the phone up sometimes.
Yeah, because you're holding it with a broken hand, I guess, right?
Well, not just a broken hand. It's the scarred arm, and it can get a little tender, and it can get a little sore. So.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I'm here for you.
I'm here for you. Listen, we love you, and I think you're an American treasure. And, I just have a hard time understanding. If you're black and you see injustice and you see a cop who you think it involves racism, that's your opinion if you happen to think that, then you march, and you've got the sympathy, I think, of millions of white Americans and millions of conservatives all saw the same thing you and I saw. You had our sympathy. And then all of a sudden, this out-of-control hooligan thug stuff comes up, and you have looting and burning and robbing and attacking and literally beating the crap out of people to an inch of their death. And all of a sudden, the sympathy's gone, and I don't think anyone even remembers the reason for the march. It's supposed to be about this guy George Floyd. But you're not stealing TV sets in the name of George Floyd. You're not honoring George Floyd by stealing clothing or a piece of cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. You've now lost all the sympathy. This was a silly way to go about things. You had the sympathy. Why would they do that?
Well, it's called losing the moral high ground, and it goes right back to that mantra that Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So here I am in Garland, Texas, and, of course, we had the rioters down in Dallas, Texas proper, and I saw a social media post from these anarchists talking about, hey, let's move out into the suburbs. Let's go out to Garland.
We all saw it. It was all over the country they said that, yeah.
It's crazy. And so think about this, Wayne, the fact that you had these social media platforms that wanted to censor, conservative groups that were talking about less rally against these shutdown and these lockdowns, and they were told that they'd be, taken off of social media. Well, why isn't social media taking these anarchists down who are organizing and plotting and
planning? Because they're on their team, that's why.
that's what's being exposed, and that's why this is no longer about George Floyd. This is about the progressive socialist left. This is about anarchy. And I'm glad the President Trump finally understood that Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization. And really, Black Lives Matter is as well.
And by the way, if Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization, then I think the next step President Trump should take, and I wanted to get your reaction to this, is when you go after Islamic terrorism, it isn't just the killers you go after. You want to kill the head of the snake. That's the people who fund the terrorism. So you go after, you follow the money trail, and you go after the funders of Islamic terrorism, because that's what enables them to strap a bomb on a kid and blow up a pizzeria. So shouldn't we be investigating right now, announce a major international manhunt investigation against George Soros and all the other people involved with him in funding domestic terrorism against the United States of America? Because you know, Alan West, George Soros' fingerprints must be all over this.
Well, absolutely right. And, Wayne, we should have been doing that back going to January of 2017 when the president was inaugurated. They were out there destroying, buildings and burning cars in Washington, D.C. We should have been doing this on the, look after the college campus, all the riots be happening there. So, yeah, you follow the money trail and you cut off their resources and their support.
Colonel Alan West, we got to say goodbye. I hope you're healing. I hope you're 100% recovery. I hope it's quick. I hope you're back in the saddle again, as they say, in a matter of a couple of weeks. And you're running now for the state chairman of the state of Texas GOP, correct?
That is correct. West4Texas.com. West4Texas.com.
West4Texas.com. West4Texas.com. Check it all out. Run it for the state chair. We need someone like you right here in Nevada. Colonel Alan West, what a great man. Thank you, man. God bless you. Heal.
Thanks. God be with you. I will, Wayne.
Wayne Alan Root, the warrior. And there was a great warrior, Colonel Alan West. My website, rootforamerica.com. When we get back, we'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne Alan Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root mobilizing the U.S. military to end these unprecedented riots. I just got to laugh because if Obama was president, you never would have heard anything about COVID-19. Nobody would have shut the country down. No one would have shut the economy down. They would have said it's a nasty flu and we got to take care of older people. Nobody would have done this. The media never would have made it hysterical. And I think that if a black person, alleged criminal, alleged perp, was killed by a white reckless policeman, again, people would have marched, but the nation wouldn't be burning because they'd say, you know, it's Obama as president. It's because it's Trump, and they all have Trump derangement syndrome. So Trump today invoked a law from 1807 allowing him to send military forces to states rocked by unrest over the death of George Floyd. In a sudden White House Rose Garden address interrupted by the sounds of protesters being cleared out by police nearby. We cannot allow the righteous cries of peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob, Trump declared. He declared himself the president of law and order while blaming extremist groups such as Antifa for the unrest. I'm mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop rioting and looting and to end the destruction. Immediately mobilizing the Insurrection Act of 1807, which allows them to deploy troops anywhere in the nation. Last used in 1992, boy, I was in L.A. when that happened, by President George H.W. Bush to quell the L.A. riots, sparked by the police beating of Rodney King. Under the Civil War era Posse Comitatus Act, federal troops are prohibited from performing domestic law enforcement actions such as making arrests, seizing property, or searching people. In extreme cases, however, the president can invoke the Insurrection Act, which allows the use of active duty or National Guard troops for law enforcement. It's just wild. I know right now in New York, they're all amassing massive protests. And again, massive protests are fine as long as they're peaceful massive protests. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I've got something very interesting to tell you about. You'll love this. But Dr. Nancy Wolf is the sponsor of this last segment of the show. Conscious Matrix is the name of her book. It's a fantastic book. She's been professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. She knows exactly what you need to hear about the human mind. As bad as things are with COVID, as bad as things are with the rioting, as bad as things are with 40 million unemployed, she tells you don't sweat it, man. Because our biology, our history, and our culture are all pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. We're predestined to win. We're supposed to win. She says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we're right with God. And together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. Meaning there's a book out there and the last page has already been written. So all this stuff you're worried about, don't worry. Because we're going to win. America always wins, and Americans always win, and Americans are always exceptional. And make the exceptional happen. This is the book you need to read today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHealthPublishing.com. We're available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at LibertyHealthPublishing.com. So I've always hated hypocrites. I mean, I've just hated hypocrites. And so here we've got an ESPN NBA reporter named Chris Martin Palmer. And he just made an idiot of himself with a pair of tweets which exploded in his face. I don't know if he's an NBA player. Is he an ex-NBA player? I don't know. I think he might be an ex-NBA player. Chris, while I'm talking about this story, how about you look it up for me? Wikipedia him or Google him or whatever you want to do. Chris Martin Palmer, ESPN NBA reporter. Is he an ex-NBA player or is he just a journalist? So here's what he does. Alan. Wow. Now that's horrible. This is an ESPN reporter. But then he puts out another tweet, literally. Let me see how long one was after the other. I think literally it's on the same day, and the other tweet must be just like an hour or two later. And he says, they just attacked our sister community down the street. It's a gated community, and they tried to climb the gates. They had to beat them back. Then they destroyed a Starbucks. And now they're in front of my building. Get these animals the F out of my neighborhood. Go back to where you live. Here's a guy. This shows you the way liberals think, right? Burn it down. Burn it all down with a picture of a burning building. And then when they decide to attack the gated community next to his. So he's just the NBA beat reporter, right? Chris O'Sullivan tells me, was he fired? Is he out of ESPN now? I don't know. Anyway, I think he, as of this morning, he was an ESPN NBA reporter. As of right now, my guess is he's no longer. He's now an independent reporter. ESPN probably got rid of him because, first of all, if you put out a tweet that says burn it down, burn it all down, and you're glad they're burning a town, that's enough to get you fired from ESPN. But then when you say they're in front of my building, get these animals the F out of here, go back to where you live. This is the same guy that wants buildings to burn, but not in his neighborhood. This is what you're dealing with liberals. You know? Send all the rioters to Nancy Pelosi's home. Break out the popcorn. I can't wait to watch him climb over her walls. I can't stand hypocrites. Wade Allyn, the warrior. See you tomorrow. God bless.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.